WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Soikwe. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And let me tell you, if there's one thing this crazy world throws at us constantly, it's challenges. We're bombarded with pressure to be productive, successful, and always on top of our game. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than your arm, and the thought of tackling even one thing sends you spiraling. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon, not some magical elixir or self-help guru, but something as simple as building resilience through physical exercise and self-care. And trust me, this isn't just about fitting into your favorite jeans, although that's a bonus. This is about creating an unshakable foundation within yourself to face whatever life throws at you with grace, strength, and even a little bit of stoic swagger. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into how movement and mindful moments can transform your ability to bounce back from setbacks, handle stress like a champ, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. First things first, let's talk about the power of physical exercise. Now, I know what you're thinking, exercise. But Madison, that sounds exhausting. But hear me out. Regular movement isn't just about sculpted abs or a killer marathon time. It's about training your body and mind to be resilient. Think of it like this. Every time you hit the gym, climb a mountain, or even go for a brisk walk, you're building mental fortitude. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural stress relievers and mood boosters. It also improves sleep quality, sharpens focus, and increases your energy levels, all crucial ingredients for facing life's challenges head-on. Secondly, we need to talk about the magic of self-care. I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. This could mean anything from reading a good book, taking a mindful walk in nature, practicing meditation or yoga, connecting with loved ones, or simply carving out time for activities that bring you joy. You know, those things that make your heart sing and remind you to slow down and appreciate the little moments. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for building resilience and preventing burnout. It's like giving your inner warrior a well-deserved break and refueling for the next battle. Think about this. Imagine you're facing a particularly tough situation, a looming deadline at work, a conflict with a friend, or even just a bad day. Now picture yourself in two different scenarios. Scenario 1. You're exhausted, stressed out, and haven't taken any time for yourself. Your mind is racing, your body feels tense, and you're struggling to cope. Scenario 2. You've been prioritizing both physical exercise and self-care. You're feeling energized, grounded, and capable of handling whatever comes your way. Which scenario sounds more appealing? I know which one I choose. By investing in our well-being through movement and mindfulness, we empower ourselves to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and grace. Let me share a quick story. A few months ago, I was swamped with work deadlines, my social calendar was packed, and I felt like I was constantly running on fumes. Then I remembered the importance of self-care. So I started incorporating short meditation sessions into my day, taking evening walks in nature, and prioritizing good sleep. It wasn't always easy to find the time, but even those small moments made a huge difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and able to handle the stress with much more resilience. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like giving up, days when you crave a big slice of pizza and a Netflix marathon. But that's okay. Just keep showing up for yourself, one step at a time. Embrace the journey and celebrate your victories along the way. So, my friends, let's commit to building resilience through physical exercise and self-care. Let's move our bodies, nourish our minds, and cultivate that inner strength that allows us to face any challenge with confidence and grace. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I'd love to hear how you're incorporating these practices into your life. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.